This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
British Columbia has become a world leader in involving citizens in public policy development. When our province created the Citizens Assembly on electoral reform in 2003, it was a historic event. Never before had a democracy given randomly selected citizens so much power. The 160 members of the Assembly were all volunteers who were randomly selected from the voters list. These 80 men and 80 women came from every area of the province and all walks of life. In addition to the 160 members, the Assembly was chaired by Jack Blaney, former president of Simon Fraser University.
This is historic, and that's why a lot of people around the world are watching us. It's historic because never, ever before in any democracy in the world has a government given to the citizens, ordinary, in quote, citizens, unelected citizens, an important public policy question to consider, and then after considering that, make their recommendation straight to the people of the province. And that's what's happened here.
That was from a short film describing the BC Citizens Assembly on Electoral Reform. The Assembly was an independent, nonpartisan assembly of 160 randomly selected British Columbians with a mandate to look at how votes cast in provincial elections translate into seats in the legislature. Their final report and recommendation to the people of BC was submitted in December 2004. After months of study and listening, the members of the Citizens' Assembly recommended that the province of British Columbia adopt a new voting system based on a single transferable vote, or STV for short. Tana Staggart was a representative for the Nanaimo-Parksville Electoral District in the Citizens' Assembly. She joins us on the line. Welcome, Tana.
Thank you.
Tell us about your experience in the Citizens' Assembly.
Well, I was pretty excited to be involved in the Citizens' Assembly even from the first moment I heard about it, that it was going to be a process that was happening in our province. And so I actually was really, really hoping that I would be one of the people that would be sent a letter of invitation to come out to a selection meeting. And so when I got the invitation, I immediately sent it back, and then I got the invitation to come to the selection meeting. And basically at the meeting, they asked us, they went through what the process would be. They asked us all who were there if we would agree to throw our names in the hat. So threw my name literally in a cat in the hat. And I was the one that was selected for my electoral riding. And it was a really, I was so excited. I shouted yay. You'd think I'd won the lottery or something, but I just really saw the value in and the opportunity in participating in a provincial-wide assembly like this. It was incredible. So, you know, I got to meet people from all over the province, a really strong sense of what British Columbian culture is like now and who we as British Columbians are and what our values are. We spent the first 4 months looking at all the different electoral systems, all the major ones. Then we went into the summer months with a long series of public hearings, and then we ended with the deliberation phase at the end, and finally came up with the recommendation for STV.
What is your opinion of the single transferable vote approach?
The reason why I'm in support of it is because I believe that it is going to deliver more diverse voices to the legislature. I think that STV is suitable to British Columbia because one of the values that British Columbians have is merit. And so we really like the idea that the best people put their names in the hat to go into the race, and may the best man or woman win. And so that to me is why it's better than the mixed member proportional system, mm-hmm. which is where the political parties get to choose who gets to be in the legislature. So, yeah, I think it's very well suited for British Columbia, and also that it addresses my desire, my really strong desire for diversity in legislature.
How do you think this type of voting might affect the way the government deals with social issues?
To me, it's because it provides for more voices. Like, you're not just going to end up with two parties in the ledge. One that has a very strong majority and one that has, you know, a small minority. Mm-hmm. You're going to have more political parties, more diverse opinions, and hopefully more solutions. We live in very complicated times and complex times, and I think that we can't keep thinking and looking to really black and white solutions anymore. We need more heads.
Tanis, we have a few, just about a moment left, and I'm wondering, is there anything else you'd like to add to our discussion today about the Citizens Assembly and the single transferable vote concept?
Well, what I'd really like people to do is really consider the fact that we went through a whole process that was actually initiated by Gordon Campbell, and that to trust that, you know, 160 of your fellow citizens in the province came together, we researched, we studied, and this is our recommendation. So just say yes, is what I say.
Okay.
Tanis, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yes, all the best.
This is People First Radio, and I'm Jan. I'm here with Kevin, and we're talking about the single transferable vote, or STV for short. The British Columbia provincial election will be held on Tuesday, May the 12th, 2009. The province will also hold a referendum in conjunction with the election, the second such referendum, on whether or not citizens want to adopt the single transferable vote variation of proportional representation in future elections.
Jordan Ellis is an organizer for BCSTV in the Mid-Island region, and he's in the studio with us today. Welcome to People First Radio, Jordan.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
The single transferable vote system takes a bit of explaining, and, you know, we like to be brief for our radio audience. Let's start with a clip from a video that was posted on the BCSTV website.
It's provincial election day, and BC voters will use a new proportional system of voting called BCSTV. It's a voting system that's designed to be fair, easy to use, and to make every vote count. The voter no longer marks an X for just one candidate, but ranks as many candidates as desired, numbering them 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. On your ballot, you can show your preferences for more than one candidate, because each of the new constituencies will have more than one MLA. That's another feature. There are fewer ridings, with several MLAs elected in each. There will still be the same number of MLAs in total. The new BCSTV voting system gives the voter more choice. You can vote for candidates from the same party or from different ones, independents as well.
I get it. I just mark my 1, 2, 3, 4 preferences in the boxes for as many candidates as I want, or as few. Voters' choice, they say. My choice is to rank them all, and I can do that under BCSTV.
I want to rank only one candidate, and I can do that under BCSTV as well.
Jordan, you're an organizer and an educator working in favor of the single transferable voting system. In your opinion, what is the most important thing that British Columbian citizens should know about this system?
I think the most important things that the citizens should focus upon is that we're moving toward, hopefully, a preferential system that will give the voters of BC really a fairer electoral system, that they'll end up getting the government they actually voted for or think they're voted for, which is so often not the case in our present first-past-the-post system. As has already been mentioned, we'll have much greater choice in our MLAs, and we believe that our local representatives will be much more responsive to our individual concerns and needs, particularly in social issues, as you've mentioned, as the top of the program.
Mm-hmm. What is the most common misunderstanding that people might have about the STV system?
People seem to be concerned that it's a complicated system. And I think that misunderstanding comes from the belief that our old system is very simple, but it's very quirky. Our old system is very archaic and comes from centuries ago when it was really simple majority based on a two-party system. Now in our modern democracy, so-called, we have sometimes three, four, five main parties running for various for a certain number of seats. And so often those seats need to get split up in a much more fair way.
Mm-hmm. We have a big province with big northern issues going on, and I know that people feel quite disconnected from government as a result of some of the decisions that are made.
I think that's, I like to term that our democratic deficit, and that not only applies provincially, it applies federally, and we've seen in our, just for example, in our last federal election, we had the worst turnout ever in history, only 60%. And even before we had our federal election, the Angus Reid group did a poll, and only 32% of people said they supported or liked the present system. Mm-hmm. That applies both federally and provincially, and BC really has an opportunity to change our system now and become a real leader for our country and indeed our world for a fairer system.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm here with Jan, and we're joined in the studio by Jordan Ellis, an organizer for BCSTV. Sandy McPherson is organizing on behalf of the single transferable vote approach in the Cowichan Valley. She's on the line with us from Duncan.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. Welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you very much. It's great to be on.
Let's talk about your work with BCSTV.
Well, I first started in 2005 when the referendum first came around and was passionate about being able to change to a proportional representation system at that time. And I lived in a different area, but having moved to the Cowichan Valley and made the connection with people there and having the opportunity again to get on board with this, I think it's a gift that I believe that Gordon Campbell really supports this. Otherwise, why would the legislature have given us a second chance? We were so close the first time, and we have a gift of a second chance, and I really think we can make this happen.
I think there wasn't a lot of information, or people weren't clear about the importance of the issue. There was a lack of education or visibility about the issue.
Well, and you know, it's quite remarkable. People like Tanis and others of the Citizens Assembly went out there because they believed so strongly in what they had learned in the previous year, and it was really just them, 160 of them, doing this education, and what they were able to achieve and get people on board in that short time was quite remarkable. So given the vote was so close last time, that this is why I'm really feeling very positive about it this time.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do have funding, designated funding this time.
Mm-hmm. Sandy, are you working with a group of people in the Cowichan Valley? What does the actual organization of this type of education and promotional initiative entail?
Well, that's a good question. We're just in the process right now of gathering people through our individual networks and groups that we are involved with. In fact, just this morning I was meeting with a representative from Council of Canadians, and we're going to co-sponsor an event at some point in the next month or so here. So it's really about those grassroots individual networks that are so important, that face-to-face conversation that you can have with people to really convey the kinds of things that Tanis and Jordan have already so eloquently articulated.
Hmm. Rafe Mayer, a broadcaster and political commentator, called the BC Citizens Assembly for Electoral Reform far and away the best political exercise I've ever seen. He pointed to the 153-7 vote margin among the assembly delegates in favor of recommending the STV system as remarkable, given that the assembly involved 160 people from all parts of the province and from all walks of life.
Well, absolutely, and the clip you played of Jack Blaney was, I think, saying the same thing. I was at the conference a few weeks ago with the Citizens Assembly alumni in Fair Voting BC, and Jack Blaney spoke there, and he expounded about the dedication and the respect that all those people from all over the province had for the process. And Gordon Gibson, who also was, in fact, the designer of the process at the request of Premier Campbell, also spoke highly of how the people really just dove right into learning about it. I mean, they didn't know anything about proportional representation, and they became experts.
Sandy, thanks for joining us today. We have to move along in our discussion, but we really appreciate you taking the time out to do this.
Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing Paul's film this evening.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to People First Radio, an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Open Minds and Open Windows. I'm Jan, and I'm here with Kevin, and we're talking about the upcoming BC provincial election, and in particular, the referendum on single transferable voting system.
There was a lot of dissatisfaction that we picked up around British Columbia with politics, not just the electoral system, but with politics generally, the climate of politics, the way politics is conducted, and the sense that I think many of us had is that the same feelings exist all across the country. You're seeing exercises similar to this in a lot of other provinces, and there's some discussion about a similar kind of exercise taking place federally as well. So people are turned off politics for a number of reasons. One of the reasons is that the electoral system kind of distorts the vote and results in artificial majorities. In the 96 election in BC, the party with most votes did not get elected. In the 2001 election, the party that won a majority of votes won an overwhelming majority of seats, and 42% of the people were represented with only two seats. So it's sort of like a funhouse mirror. It distorts the outcome, and people are upset about that.
And welcome back to People First Radio. That was a participant in the BC Citizens Assembly on Electoral Reform. We're talking today about the single transferable vote system of proportional representation. British Columbian citizens will have the opportunity to vote for or against the province's adoption of this new electoral system in the upcoming BC general election on Tuesday, May the 12th. We're joined in the studio by Jordan Ellis, an organizer for BCSTV in the Mid-Island region, and Jamie Deeth is a director of Fair Voting BC and a regional organizer for BCSTV in the northern part of Vancouver Island. He's on the phone from Courtney. Welcome to People First Radio, Jamie.
Thanks for inviting me.
How might the single transferable vote system, if it were adopted, affect social policy and the way the provincial government of the future deals with social policy?
Well, I would say there would be two major ways that things would change. First of all, we do have the much greater possibility of a diversity of voices in Parliament. There would be much better chances for either new parties or even within the mainstream parties, some alternative views to be expressed in Parliament, which is quite a bit different from what we experience now, where most policies are dictated from the very tops of parties and the policies then are sort of pushed down through the party and then broadcast out to the people. We expect that to change. We expect the MLAs individually to have quite a bit more power now, and they can express more community-oriented points of view. And we expect a lot of issues to come to light that normally wouldn't necessarily under our current system. That's one way that it will change. The second thing that will happen, I think, we'll actually see more independence in Parliament, and so you may end up with independence championing various community issues.
Mm-hmm. Which I think a lot of people would anticipate with interest and enthusiasm, just from hearing people's frustration with the current system and process that is in place.
Yeah, I think a good. A good, strong, independent contingent helps keep a check on just how dictatorial parties can behave.
Jamie, we're also joined here in the studio by Jordan, Jordan Ellis, who has been talking with us about this as well. And Jordan, you mentioned earlier that as one of the potential barriers to people adopting, or let's say, voting in favor of this system, is its perceived complicated nature.
Right. the analogy I like to use is that all of us use cell phones and computers, and those things operate based on mathematical models and design. And so we trust those pieces of equipment in our life. The new STV system doesn't need to be understood at the mathematical model level. What people need to look at is if it produces the results they want. And that is simply fairer results, more choice in who they elect, and better representation from those people that they do elect. And STV will provide that.
Jamie, this is the second referendum on the single transferable voting system in British Columbia. Could you tell us a little more about that process?
Well, the first time around, we achieved 58% support, which under normal circumstances would have led to implementation of the item that the referendum was being held on. But ahead of time, the rules were such that it required 60% support in order for the legislature to be obliged to implement STV. As it happens, with 58% support, the legislature decided not to implement but to run it again. A curious little side note here is that the legislature does have the authority to change the electoral system anytime it wants. So obviously there were undercurrents within the legislature not to change the system when it had the opportunity 4 years ago.
And also Elections BC is distributing funds to two groups to help inform the public about the upcoming second referendum. Tell us about the way the province is approaching this.
Yes, the province is giving to each side of the debate, or at least to representatives of each side of the debate, $500,000 for campaign purposes. The yes side, or I suppose the pro BC STV side in this case, has been given to, or the funds have been given to Fair Voting BC, which is the organization that I'm involved in, and Fair Voting BC is running the British Columbians for BC STV campaign. The no, or the opponent side, has also been given $500,000. And there's a third lot of $500,000, which has been set aside for impartial education purposes. We're not sure how that money will actually be spent.
I think it's important to note that Jamie and myself and all of the other guests that have been on your show this morning are all volunteers. We're all just really interested and supportive of this idea, and so we're giving of our time and really supporting this and carrying it forward.
How can listeners, voters, learn more about this single transferable vote?
Well, we have a website, stv.ca, and I'd invite all of your listeners to go and check that out on the World Wide Web. There's a lot of information there, more information than probably most people want. There's some really good animations about how the system works, some of which were referenced earlier in the program today.
Yes.
So people will really have a good chance to learn all they need or all they want to know about STV before May 12th.
And I watched that animation. I recommend it. It was very helpful.
And also, Jordan, you'll be sharing information this evening at the premiere of Paul Manley's documentary at VI University.
Right.
Do you want to talk briefly about that? And then we're going to have to scoot on to the next guests.
Well, Paul's film that he'll be showing tonight really is an extension of some of the kinds of things that we hope will change in our electoral system. And so Paul is very in favor of STV and has invited us to be there to share in that premiere and also to promote the idea of STV to anyone that can listen. Just my own little piece I want to put in here. If anyone would like a further presentation of STV materials, they can get in touch with me, and I'd be happy to come out and make a public presentation to any small group or any group of people that have further interest.
Thank you very much. I hope we do hear more about this. I hope it's out there in the fore. Mm-hmm. It'll have a big impact on all of us. Thank you very much, Jordan and Jamie, for joining us today. We really appreciate your time and your interest and your efforts in promoting this and educating all of us around this topic.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, guys. Tanis Daggert is an alumni of the BC Citizens Assembly on Electoral Reform. Sandy McPherson organizes on behalf of BCSTV in the Cowichan Valley. Jordan Ellis organizes on behalf of BCSTV in the Mid-Island region. And Jamie Deeth is a director with Fair Voting BC, organizes on behalf of BCSTV in the North Island region, and is the provincial financial agent for BCSTV reporting during the months leading up to the referendum. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Open Minds, Open Windows Society, both of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations. Please join us again next Thursday at noon for People First Radio.